Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
The last line of that song recognizes that we are in the already, not yet. We keep coming to this, it seems like, week by week, that we are in Christ. And in one sense, because of that, we are in the kingdom. But in another very real sense, and in the experience of our day-to-day lives, we are not yet there. And so that last line, till one day in splendor, speaks to our need for the gospel. So the struggle that you have had this week in following Christ, the tension you have felt with living in a world that's broken and full of people who are broken, it reminds us of how badly we need a Savior. And so this gospel reminder from 2 Corinthians is both an encouragement for us in our need for a Savior, but also our reminder to us of carrying the gospel. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. In all the things that happen to us that we think are the cause of our sorrow, at the root of all of our sorrow is sin. Sin in us, sin coming against us, the brokenness of the world that we're living in. And the only hope apart of dealing with that is Christ. And so, you know, there's no more complex message than that will satisfy us, brothers and sisters. And so I want to encourage you to take a moment to repent of sin and hear the Apostle Paul implore you, be reconciled to God. And that is available to you right this moment in Christ. And then also, as you're rejoicing in the reconciliation that is ours because of Christ, we encourage you to repent of not carrying the gospel. And I don't know that anybody can say this week I've carried the gospel as I ought in every situation. So I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm saying let's be reminded that the grace we need is supplied in Christ, even to carry the gospel to those who are around us. So let's take a moment to thank God for His good provision for us and for the hope that is ours, that is rooted in Christ. Oh God in heaven, may we hear the call to be reconciled to You today. Sometimes that means that we've been caught in our sin this week, and we are tempted to think, I've got to get back after my obedience so I can feel better about myself. Set us free from that today, right now. Set people free from the tendency that we can have to be self-atoning. Try to pretend that we can do anything to make our hearts soar in a joy that is bound up only in Your salvation. Let people see Christ, the friend of sinners. And sometimes, too, we experience things that maybe are even coming to reveal to us that we, while we intellectually understand the gospel, we really have been finding our hope in things other than Christ, people, possessions, status, something apart from You. And You take that away and we feel like our world has crumbled and that there is no hope. remind us that even these experiences teach us that our hope is bound up in Christ, who will never leave us or forsake us, and who will never fail us. Make the gospel precious to us today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Grace Heritage Church meets in Auburn, Alabama. Services are held at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning at 1345 Annaloo Drive.